AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. After sitting through the start of his New York civil trial, former President Donald Trump says the judge is biased.
This is really now getting dirty between Jack Smith and between all of these DOJ people helping them along. This is a pure witch hunt for purposes of interfering with the elections.
This could cost him control of Trump Tower and other prized properties. The state's lawsuit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by misstating his wealth for years in financial statements. Two researchers at the University of Pennsylvania are sharing the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on the quick development of coronavirus vaccines.
Dr. Drew Weissman, an infectious disease professor at the University of Pennsylvania, was quick to point out,
"This isn't a new thing."
He and his co-honoree started working on the mRNA technology in the 90s, often discussing its potential.
Vaccines and therapeutics and gene therapies.
His collaborator, Dr. Katie Carrico, is only the 13th woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine.
Somebody likes to solve a puzzle.
It takes patience.
Having somebody to cure something is just so wonderful.
Dr. Carrico got the call from the Nobel Committee. She contacted Dr. Weissman.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxers.
But when they watched the announcement, they knew it was real. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court opened its new term with a case about prison terms for drug dealers and rejections of hundreds of appeals, including one from an attorney who pushed for a plan to keep former President Donald Trump in power. The only case argued dealt with the meaning of the word "and" in a federal law dealing with prison terms for low-level drug dealers. A woman in Oklahoma riding a lawnmower next to an airport runway was struck and killed by the wing of a small airplane. This is AP News. The UAE is holding an oil and gas conference.
The Emirati president-designate of the upcoming UN COP28 climate talks has called on oil and gas companies to be central to the solution to fighting climate change, even as the industry boosts its production to enjoy rising energy prices. The call on Monday by Sultan Al Jaber highlights the gap between climate activists suspicious of his industry ties and his calls to drastically slash the world's emissions by nearly half in 7 years to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit compared with pre-industrial times. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Two bars in South Carolina accused of over-serving a woman who authorities say drunkenly hit a golf cart carrying a newlywed couple away from their reception, killing the bride, have reached a tentative settlement with the groom, who was seriously injured. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.